For much of Wednesday, Democrats and federal policymakers assailed Governor Paula Page's threat to terminate Maine's participation in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP food stamp plan, if the feds prohibit him from banning the purchase of sugary drinks and junk food with those benefits. And as LePage has done in the past, he offered an example of why he's right by invoking a prominent Democrat.
This is what we're trying to do. You've heard Michelle Obama is trying to get nutritional value in school lunches and schools, but the kids are throwing it away. You know why? Because they don't know any better. They don't have nutritional food at home.
And those types of nutritional choices are evident in the purchases of junk food by low-income parents who use their food stamps to instill poor dietary habits, according to LePage. The governor told a town meeting gathering in Richmond Wednesday evening that he knows how to get attention, and his threat to terminate the food stamp program if the feds do not allow him to ban poor food choices has shone a spotlight on the issue. The governor said he would never try to terminate a supplemental nutrition program for those who need it, but he warned that unless Maine steps in to take junk food off the menu, many food stamp recipients will continue to contribute to Maine's high rate of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and hunger.
What I'm trying to do is reform the SNAP program. I am not against the program. It's called a supplemental nutritional program. I am trying to make sure that the dollars that we put into SNAP go to nutritional foods.
If a state chooses not to administer SNAP, its citizens will not receive those nutrition benefits. USDA does not have the authority or the funding to administer SNAP at the state level. So in real-world terms, what that means is people suffer.
At the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the agency that oversees the SNAP program, spokesman Matt Herrick says the LePage administration should proceed cautiously as it considers taking unilateral action to reform federal SNAP regulations to fit its own state policy goals. Herrick says that without federal approval of LePage's proposed SNAP restrictions, low-income Mainers will lose their food benefits, the state could lose $300 million in federal money to administer the program, and authorized SNAP retailers would risk violating federal law if they participated in an unsanctioned ban. Instead, Herrick urged LePage to work with the USDA to try and address the state's obesity incidence and other health issues. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.